All righty, good morning. 812 Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, coming in high. Hot.
All right.
All right, we got to keep things moving here. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. Let's get it.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's happening?
Okay. Now, this may seem like it's not a big problem, but I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. So an alligator has gotten out of its enclosure at a zoo in Wisconsin and might be on the loose. But zoo officials say residents don't have to worry because he is, quote, typically very docile. Now, here's the thing in that. Typically is what throws me off on this. Yeah, he's usually all right. He's okay. Park officials at Dock Zoo in Shawano County noticed on Saturday that the large gator named Rex was not in his enclosure. They have not found him, and they have no idea where he is, although convincing people that a large predatory reptile possesses no threat sounds impossible. The zoo insists that Rex won't harm anyone because he's old and suffers from arthritis in his jaw, which makes it hard for him to open his mouth more than an inch.
So don't shoot him in the face is what they're basically saying.
Look,
you know, maybe he's a little angry because he's got all them teeth and no toothbrush to brush him with.
You know what, Hunter? Don't bring that weak stuff to the show, okay? All right, we got a show to do here, and if you're gonna be bringing that, all right?
The medulla oblongata.
No, Colonel Sanders, you're wrong. look, he may be old, okay? And yeah, he's lived in the zoo for 35 years. He probably doesn't know how to hunt in the wild. It's still an effing gator, okay? And he's still agile enough to get out of his enclosure at a zoo. That can't be that easy of a thing to do.
You could just see somebody walk up. Oh, it's the old one. They can't bite anybody. Oh, let's go pet him.
Yeah.
He hasn't moved in like 50 years, but he can still gator roll your leg right off your body. Starts rolling like he's 15 again.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't worry. He's typically very docile. Okay. But why'd you throw the typically in there, huh? If he's fine, don't say typically very docile. Say, he should be okay. I mean, what are you doing?
You know when you get some like drumsticks out of the old crock pot, the meat falls right off of the bone. That's basically what happens to your leg if a crock gets a hold of it. The meat falls right off the bone.
How does this animal get out, okay? Last time I checked, I don't think an old gator's going to be climbing up a fence. Did someone leave the gate open? Which idiot there at the zoo forgot to do his job and close the gator enclosure? Maybe we should take a look around there, just see if there's anything else. Maybe a couple doors open in the lion enclosure. Mm-hmm. The polar bears are out just roaming around. What are you doing?
Have you ever seen a gator jump? They can high jump.
I've lived in areas that don't have gators for that reason. I don't want to be around that.
I've seen a gator jump like 7 feet in the air, man, over a fence once.
Hook my ball in the rough.
Damn alligator bit my hand off.
Yeah, everyone said he was pretty docile. He was typically very docile. I got him.
Tore that bastard's eye out, though.
Jumps. You took his hand. Anyway, so look out for a docile alligator in Wisconsin if you're heading that way. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.